News the second.
Great.
This one was sent in to us by Big Fatty.
Oh, thanks, Big Fatty.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
I didn't know he could read.
Yeah. It's from the Post and Courier newspaper, which is in Charleston, South Carolina. Yep. Well, thanks, Big Fatty.
Well, yeah, thanks. That's... Didn't he said like a picture of a paper?
Yeah, like he cut out the paper, the newspaper article, took a picture of it, and sent us the picture. Sure. You know, it's great.
Yeah. It worked.
Creative use of technology.
I guess, yeah.
News the last.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Creative use of Big Fatty.
You know.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3854. The BFO for Monday the 14th of November 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, the chicken's back. Flowers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your flowers today, because y'all, Flo is in town for the Nip's birthday weekend. And so y'all, we'll tell y'all about her visit. But before we get to that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 14th of November, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I met this person many, 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 many years ago. I saw him when he lived up in the Connecticut, and y'all saw him at the very first Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. I think he may have kind of come a couple of years. I don't recall, but I know he was there for the first one. And y'all, now he is the official cheese monitor of the BFO. Big Fatty, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes, California, y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Lurie Warbucks. Yay! Big Fatty, we love Lurie Warbucks. Yay! We do indeed. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is he's the offspring of Ma Johnson. Y'all, he's out there in the Seattle. I've met him face to face at the Pride 48 a couple of times out there in Nolens. Y'all, he's one of the founders of the Gayish Little Show. Y'all, I am, of course, referring to none other than Gayish Mike.
Big Fatty, we love Gayish Mike. Big Fatty, didn't you try to introduce him to Casey in Denver's enormous... Well, anyway, never mind. So, y'all, if you see Lurie Warbucks or Gayish Mike on the 20th, or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you.
Bessie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the right little show. Y'all, let me just look at my calendar here. Y'all, before I go any further, y'all, confirm that Big Fatty will indeed be in Hatlanta the nights of the 11th, 12th, and 13th of December. That's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights. The podcasters of America Dinner at the Colonnade will be Sunday. And I don't know the time yet, but y'all, that is for more than just podcasters. So if you're in the area and you'd like to come, just get in touch with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. Over the weekend, nothing of notice happened on Thursday that I'm aware of. Y'all got up on Friday. Did the nipple walks, and I needed to go. No, let me back that up. Let me just back it up. Thursday, y'all, I tried to use the Walmart pickup. Y'all, well, first of all, the Nip and I Thursday afternoon went to the Walmart, and y'all, I was trying to get some more of the crema lights that I had gotten from my new little trees out back, but they were out of the white lights with the green cord. So anyway, I went online, and they did have them online at the Walmart.com. And they were offering the Walmart Plus for free for 30 days, and that was included the free shipping. So y'all, I ordered the lights, and then I decided I was gonna get another strand of the 100 lights for the trees, and that way I would have 100 strand and a 50 strand for each of the trees, because by next year they'll need even more lights. So y'all, I decided, well, I'll use the pickup, the Walmart pickup. And so y'all, I ordered it, and I drove up there, and I parked where the sign said pickup, and y'all, they never came out. And I went in the store, and Big Freddy, we'll have them out there in no time. And y'all, I went back out, and what did I do? I waited and waited, and y'all, finally this young guy came out to his car, and y'all, he was having a smoky treat, and he says, "Are you waiting on the pickup?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, the waiting area is further back." So y'all, I had been waiting in the wrong area. Ready? I hear downtown playing. And so anyway, I finally went back there, and y'all, they were slow as molasses. But I couldn't say anything because I had been in the wrong. And finally came out, and they brought the lights out to me. Y'all, I mean, it took about 45 minutes for the whole thing, an hour including driving time. So y'all, I could have walked in the store, bought them, been out, and been home and asleep in the time I wasted on that. But it like I say, it was all my fault. And but anyway, on Friday, I believe the Nip has arrived. Yes, the Nip has arrived. He is without Flo. Hi.
Hey.
How is the beginning of your 58th year? Okay, great.
It's uneventful.
Okay. Anyway, I'm full right. Y'all, I decided I needed to get my hairs cut, so I went and got my hairs cut. What did we do then? Oh, and y'all, you know, I've had a slow leak in my front driver's tire. So y'all, I looked for a place that was close to where I get my hairs cut. Y'all, it's Brothers Auto Tire Service. Y'all, it was as sketchy as they come. And y'all drove in and went back to the area, and The little guy came out, and I asked him if he could fix that, and he says, yes. And I said, can you fix it now? He says, yes. Y'all, he popped that tire right off of Ruby Red, and y'all, I had a nail in it, and he asked me if I wanted to plug it or patch it from the inside. I said, what do you recommend? He says, patch it from the inside. I said, let's do it. And y'all, I was there maybe 20 minutes, certainly less than a half hour, and got it patched and gave him $25 in cash money from the ATM machine. And went and got my hairs cut. And y'all, we decided not to have at Fatty's. The Nip and Granny and Derwood and I, y'all, we went to the Hibachi Steakhouse. But y'all, we didn't sit at the grill. We sat at the at a table, and y'all, it was real good. Too much food, entirely too much food. But it was very good. Durwood treated everyone to that, and it was lovely, just lovely. And then on Saturday, y'all, I got up and y'all started bringing the crema decorations out of the storage area, and got some of them out on the back porch, some of them in the living room here at the villa. I want to get it all pretty much taken care of before Hortensia comes on Tuesday, and that way everything can be clean and ready to go for Grandma Big Fatty. Except I'm not putting the outdoor decorations up quite yet. But anyway, y'all, and I had a coupon from the Kohl's. And so y'all, I've been looking for some teardrop design, kind of wreathy looking things, for the three posts at the front, on the front columns of the villa. And y'all, I just hadn't found what I wanted. And y'all, I looked at the Kohl's, and y'all, they had something. And it was available for pickup at the Somerville store, which is about 10 miles north of where Big Fatty is. But y'all, they were offering great discount. Y'all, they were listed as $39.99 each. Well, they're always overpriced. Don't ever pay a regular price at the Kohl's. They were on sale for 50% off. And so I bought three of them. And if you spent more than $50, you got $10 off for the home store, and you got $10 off for the Veterans Day weekend. And y'all, then I had $5 in Kohl's cash, and I got $5 for coming to the store to pick it up rather than the free shipping. Y'all, for the three of them, remember they were $40 a piece. For the three of them, I paid $22, including the tax.
You went to Somerville and you didn't invite me?
Yes, and you were asleep. And anyway, y'all, and I kind of like them. I think they're going to look nice. And I had to have some new fixtures to hang them on the post. So, y'all, I went back to the Walmart.com since I was getting free delivery. Y'all, it was delivered from the store to the villa. And so I got me some of those Command hooks, heavyweight, that hold up to 3 pounds. And so, y'all, they came about 9 p.m. in the evening on Saturday night. Y'all, Flo arrived Saturday afternoon, and we all went. It was me and the Nip and Flo and Durwood and Granny and Ryan. Y'all, we all went to a place called the California Dream. And, oh, yes, Big Fatty, you have to be careful there. You can choke on a ham sandwich. Y'all, it was wonderful. None of us had been there in a long, long time. And we were celebrating the Nip's birthday, which was on Saturday. And, y'all, there was no singing involved. However, there was dessert. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. The Nip and Granny each got a piece of cheesecake. It had to have been 3 inches tall. But, y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And y'all, it was a good time was had by all. And y'all came home, and y'all, I just wanted to vomit. I was so full, I had to take an Alka-Seltzer. And anyway, y'all, temperature has dropped.
Freezing.
It's freezing as he's here in his short pants and short sleeve shirt. And y'all, the high on Sunday was only like 62 degrees. And y'all, it's going to be in the 40s Sunday night. And anyway, I popped those windows open and y'all slept like a baby, I tell you. And y'all got up Sunday morning and Flo came down and we had coffee and watched the Sunday morning with that Miss Jane Pauley on the CBS. And y'all, then we did an extra long nipple walk of Fat Acres and the Big Circle and came back and y'all, I grabbed my shower. I had a little snicker snack to hold me over. Y'all, we're going highfalutin and fine dining on Sunday night. Y'all, we're going to the S&S cafeteria. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love the cafeteria. And
I wasn't consulted.
Well, we knew. And I got my shower and laid down for a little bit. Got my hot tea here. One moment, please. Oh, that's good. That's good. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. No, my weekend. Yes, Big Ready. I got. Oh, wait a minute. The nip was saying something. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I was like, why are you reading that?
Y'all, a while back I had gotten a notice from the Ford Motor Company about Ruby Red having a recall, but it was to let me know everything was going to be fine, and they let me know when the parts came in. Well, y'all, I got the word, Thunderbird, that the parts have arrived. And they are now in stock, and all I need to do is make an appointment to take a Ruby Red in. And y'all, it says it's less than a half a day to get it done. And so I'm going to be calling and getting an appointment and getting old Ruby Red. Y'all, it has something to do with the transmission shifter cable bushing. Might be damaged or missing. I didn't know that I had a bushing on my trans.
Did these people care about that?
Well, yes, the Faye Driver cares about it. Don't you, Faye? You know, Faye Driver, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2020. Okay, I see you got one.
I got that in the mail today.
Oh, well, that's because you don't open your mail.
I know, it's in the mail box.
It goes in the box. Y'all, he's like old Stink Pot. He gets his mail and he puts it in a box. And about twice a year, he goes through it. It's crazy.
Everything's expired.
Right, everything's expired by then. So, anyway, y'all still hadn't gotten his oil change. So, anyway. But he did buy a little pump to pump up the tire. So they're at least not flat anymore. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Gayish Mike. And Mike, what did you think of your birthday show?
It's a creative use of Big Fatty. You know, it's great. Yeah.
Oh, Big Fatty, they're just being nice to the old people. What they're really thinking is bless his heart.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.